What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's go to the phone lines, starting with Mark in Montana. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Doing good.
Awesome. I'm the oil field guy that I called you last week, I believe, from West Texas. That's where I work, and then I go home to Montana. I want to talk about the censorship that's going on right now in the media, specifically Facebook. I was one of the guys that got purged. I had two accounts. I had a couple thousand followers. The first account was purged specifically because I posted a link to an Infowars.com article about the fraud that's going on in Texas, where they caught the Democrats registering dead people, and they talked to some of these people in the old folks' home. The old folks said they never registered, and all that. So I was purged for that for the first one. The second, when I say purge, they deleted everything. I don't exist on that account anymore. The second one, which was kind of a personal account, I travel a lot, so I put up some cool videos of my travels in New York and some of the oil field stuff that I do, and they purged that one, and there was really no, they didn't give me a reason. It was just purged. It said for violations of terms of service. Nothing specific. They just poofed it. So I went back and created a new account, but I'm going to make it a lot smaller, and I guess I'll be a lot less politically active. I find this disgusting.
Yes.
I'm calling this the online Kristallnacht, or the digital Kristallnacht, because that's what it is. I think they're going around and throwing rocks through their digital enemies' windows. There's a lawsuit now pending, and it's supposedly going to go in front of the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Concerning this, so we'll see what happens with that. I believe it was a class action. I found one site that said it was class action. I added my name to it. I'm probably going to get spammed with a bunch of crap now. I don't really want any money. I want my accounts back. I'm not even sure if that's possible for them to do. This is disgusting. I mean, it really is disgusting. I'm just shocked that they do. It's not like I'm real controversial. I mean, a lot of my political beliefs are, but it's not that I'm getting on there and I'm hurling insults at people or calling them foul names or insulting their mothers and father, anything like that. In fact, it's just the opposite. I catch a lot of flack like that in return. I just ignore it. But disgusting. I can't believe that in America, in this day and age, that the people are not up in arms, and especially the left. The left has always claimed to be the guardians of freedom and the minions and that stand up for freedom and freedom of speech and freedom of this, that, and the other, and they're the ones pushing it. So I just thought I'd throw
absolutely.
My two cents in on that.
About it. They want freedom of speech for anybody who agrees with them, and everybody else should just sit down and shut up. You know, we got that from
Marx.
we got that from Hazy. Our senator was during that whole Kavanaugh hearings. Just you men should just shut up.
I'm actually a libertarian. I flew home from West Texas to Montana, where I live, and that's no easy prospect, and it's not cheap. And I went home specifically just to cast my ballot. I crossed the lines, and I voted mostly Republican because of the shoddy way that they treated Kavanaugh and the crap that they're doing in the campaign up there. Montana's kind of under the microscope right now. We've had three visits now. In fact, Donald Trump's up there right now, currently speaking in Missoula. And then his son has come up there quite a bit. So we're, and Ryan has been up there a couple of times too. So we're getting a lot of attention because we have a senator by the name of Tester that's unpopular. He was the deciding vote on the Obamacare fiasco, and he's got a very conservative Montanan running against him. He's going to lose. So we're kind of under the gun. It's very important. And we're a small state. You got a million people, and, you know, every vote really does count up there. So.
Okay.
Thought I'd toss that in. Oh, and one other thing. We are not dependent on Saudi Arabian oil. I was actually present in Alaska.
The United States has been building up its oil production capacity to rival Saudi Arabia, but we're dependent in Saudi Arabian oil on one specific aspect, in that it is sold around the world for the U.S. dollar. And if this Khashoggi situation escalates, Saudi Arabia could simply say, we're going to drop the petrodollar deal and we're going to sell our oil for whatever currencies the purchasing nations want to use, whether it's the yuan or the ruble or whatever. And that would be a major body blow to our economy.
Yeah, I was actually present in Alaska when the first supertanker load of oil went out that was exported and actually went to South Korea.
Yes.
We had the infrastructure. You wouldn't believe. Someday, if you ever get a chance and you get the money and you want to come to West Texas, I will take you on a tour that will boggle your mind. You have no idea of the they're you don't stand still too long down here because somebody will Shanghai you and put you to work. They're that shorthanded, and these are not low paying jobs. You're not making minimum wage. You know, there's nobody out here that makes less than $100,000 a year. And most people like me, because there's no housing here. I work. I'm telling you, you know, I'm a trained archaeologist. You see what I'm doing for a living. But I actually fly down here and I do 2 weeks and live in a little bunkhouse, and then I go home for a week just to get out of it. You couldn't afford to live here if you had to have a house here. But it's unbelievable, the infrastructure that's being built right now. There's new oil discoveries, you know, almost every year, every couple of years here in West Texas in the Permian Basin. And it's just blowing and going. We are energy independent right now. If somebody overseas wanted to shut the spigot off, you know, start blowing up these supertankers coming into the Gulf of Mexico, that's fine by me because it's going to continue to flow here. So I'll let you go, Michael. I really appreciate you taking my call. I'll keep you updated on what's going on out here, and hopefully Zuckerberg will end up in prison in a cell next to that pervert from Hollywood.
May happen. I mean, there's a lot going on in social media where people are finally standing up to them. Anyway, Dave, we're going to let you go. Thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Peter, are you there?
Yeah, oh, there you are. Can you hear me, Mike?
I hear you now.
I just wanted to raise a point that Saudi Arabia owns both parties, and you remember they were a huge donor to Hillary Clinton. I mean, a huge one.
Yes.
She said she wanted to go to war with Iran, and of course that got all the money they could shovel at her. So they completely notice she's not saying a thing. I agree with your earlier callers that Zuckerberg should be in prison. But that's it for me, Mike. I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that Saudi Arabia just virtually bankrolled they and Soros, the Clinton campaign.
Yes. Saudi Arabia puts a lot of money into this country, and it does get them a lot of political influence. It's always been a major problem for Israel, which, except for paying our politicians off, tries to take money out of this country. And it's one of the reasons why Israel is constantly trying to undermine Saudi Arabia's image with the American people. Now, I don't know that they had anything to do with Khashoggi, because right now Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has been cozying up to Israel and is turning out to be one of their allies now in terms of Israel's plans for the Middle East. But the Saudis do have a tremendous amount of influence in this country because of the money, because of the petrodollar deal. And it's one of the reasons why I don't think the United States had anything to do with Khashoggi's disappearance. I think it's an internal palace coup trying to put pressure on Mohammed bin Salman to step down from being crown prince. It's not going to work, obviously, but there it is. Okay, Peter, is that it?
I just wanted to say, just to compare, here we have Saudi Arabia that I'm sure kills people, but it pales in comparison to what Israel's been doing. All the Iranian scientists, they kill with their drafty conscript army. They just wholesale murder the Palestinian unarmed Palestinian protesters by the hundreds, but shoot them down by the thousands.
Yes,
remember they sent a hit team to what was that, Abu Dhabi or somewhere a couple of years back? Remember?
And
killed a Palestinian. They do it all the time. Nobody says anything about that.
So. Right. There's a double standard there. I think there's some kind of an agenda behind turning this into a major issue. And it may be to disrupt that economic summit. I don't see the United States as being in a position yet to go to war against Saudi Arabia. I know they're on the list of to be invaded and regime change somewhere down the road. But it's premature at this point.
Yeah, I don't know if we have the off-the-shelf military capability to do that. But they definitely will not allow those oil fields to fall into what they view as unfriendly hands. It has to be somebody that we own or at least have a stake in. So
yeah, very, very, very much so. Peter, we're going to let you go, and we're going to take a phone call from Dave in Missouri. Aloha, Dave. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you, Mike, for taking my call. I just wanted to apologize. There was evidently some sort of misunderstanding that went on yesterday. I still have on my caller ID where Republic called me. Now, I've been kind of out of touch for about a month. You know, I haven't talked to you. I mean, and I love you. So, I mean, I listen to you very often, but I've had some personal things going on. And so for about a month, I've been kind of out of touch and off the radar, which has really been good for Amy and I. You know, sometimes you just got to do that, you know.
You got to take a break from this stuff.
You get in the crossfire, you know. You can only be under the target so much, you know. So I just want to give kudos to Peter. I second everything he said, but you know, I'm not that concerned about Saudi Arabia because, I mean, if you think about it, Saudi was nothing but a junk country until oil, and America and our boom, is what produced current Saudi Arabia. Now, you know, our war industrial complex, they've taken full advantage of that, McDonnell Douglas, on and on. They love selling military armaments in the Middle East. You know, I mean, the war industrial complex, probably not a more demonic entity on the planet. You know, really not next to my favorite. And so when I called in yesterday, you know, I just happened to hear you catch a little bit of my diatribe, which is, buy locally owned, circulate your dollars locally, right? And so I didn't know why Republic called me. I did not. But it's happened twice now. And dude, I've got this on my caller ID. I mean, I talked to John yesterday, and he said, there's no outbound call. I don't know how this happens, Mike, but I am not a liar. And I think you know me well enough through this time to know I'm not going to make this up, right? And I can prove it. I mean, it's literally still in my caller ID. And
okay,
and
Dave,
so
it's not that big an issue. It's just not that big an issue. It's a he said.
It's really not.
And
no, it's not. But the thing is that I called in and I heard a little bit of the, you know, the Chinese thing. Well, that's been my thing all along. You can't carry your money to Walmart, buy it made in China, and think your hometown's going to survive it. Can't do it. And some reason, and maybe it was the way I come off, and I didn't mean it. Brother, I love you. I did not mean it if it come off that way to offend you in any way, because Amy and I love Claire and you, and I think you know that. And I would never do anything to offend your audience. However, I am very passionate about the fact that, you know, if you're carrying your money to buy made in China through Walmart and neglecting your locally owned stores while they die one at a time and your hometown just disintegrates, well, guess who is the problem? That would be you. And you know, that's what I had to say. I mean, and I wasn't even going to say that. I was just calling in to figure out why you guys had called me, you know. But I figured maybe it was some conversation where I have expertise in, and I am an expert in this. I beat Hillary Clinton in Arkansas. I beat Walmart in the Ozarks many times. You know, I'm public enemy number one. I get that. And so I thought maybe, you know, that there was something that you wanted my input on. So I went into my diatribe. Well, maybe I shouldn't have. And I didn't mean to offend you. I do love you. I do love this network. Folks, please support RBN. And you know, as for the rest of this, Mike, man, we are maybe in the craziest times of our life, man.
Can you believe I agree with you on that one.
Can you believe we have Donald Trump as president? And the thing about it is that Donald Trump is our hope. You know, Donald Trump, you know, I'm not going to start bashing the boy because, you know, he took $100 million and made it a couple billion out of it, right? Wouldn't you like the chance to do that? Wouldn't that be cool? But he
well,
did
if
do
I
that.
Had a couple of million dollars, I'd retire. I'll be very honest. I don't need to be a billionaire. It's like I was saying earlier. You know, I'd like enough to be comfortable. I'd like enough to be taking care of Claire in the lifestyle right. to which I'd like her to become accustomed to. But I don't need to be a billionaire.
You know, I don't either. I mean, when you get to that point, you know, it's just that's demonic, I think. You know, when you can't be satisfied with taking care of your own and you need more and more and more and more, you know, and that's all you can do. I mean, to me, at some point, it becomes something extra human, you know, which in my mind is demonic, you know. That's the only way I know how to gauge this. Hey, brother, I'm going to cut you loose, but I just want you to know that I do love you. I didn't mean to offend you at all yesterday, and I hope you didn't get offended. But folks, this and you won't hear this anywhere but here, and this is why I'm one of the most hated men in America. Every dollar you drop on a Walmart counter, 5 to 7 cents, stays in the community through payroll, meaning 93 to 95 cents of every dollar you waste dropping on that counter is immediately exported from your hometown and can't be used to grow wages, to promote locally owned businesses, to support your community, to revitalize your towns. It is lost, and it's gone on for decades. Folks, please shop locally owned by American. Mike, I love you, and I love RBN, and I'm checking out.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the phone call, and no, I was not offended. And I know that John Stadmiller has checked, and I know that our control room technicians have checked. And wherever you got those phone calls from, it wasn't from us. Somebody is spoofing our number, which unfortunately is very, very easy to do. So we're going to let you go here. The phone lines are now clear. And getting on back to the conflict zones, getting on back to Israel, Avigdor Lieberman is calling on his fellow ministers to approve a large-scale military campaign against Hamas in Gaza in response to what they describe as ongoing riots along the Strip security fence, along with violence. Well, the violence is all on the side of Israel, and what they're calling riots are for the most part, peaceful protests. And so far, it looks like Israel has now hit about 20 different targets in Gaza. So the war is on. And we see this happen every 2 to 3 years. Israel just goes ahead and hauls off and comes up with a pretext to go to war against Gaza. We got to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
Many Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the situation over in Israel. Avigdor Lieberman basically has been telling reporters that Israel must launch another war on Gaza to enforce its blockade on the territory. And Lieberman has ordered the closing of crossings between Gaza and Israel and reduced the permitted fishing zone off of Gaza's coast to just 3 nautical miles. Decisions described by the human rights group Gisha as deliberate punishment of the residents of Gaza for no fault of their own. And that's right. Collective punishment is a war crime. Now, up in Germany, there's been a big win for the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement because the administrative court of the northwestern German city of Oldenburg ruled that the municipality's decision to cancel a 2016 BDS event had been unlawful. And the court determined that the city council had undermined the fundamental right of the applicants' freedom of assembly and freedom of speech. And they said the municipality severely interfered with those rights. So there's a little bit of a victory there. There's also been another BDS victory, this one actually in Israel itself. You've probably been hearing about the story of Lara Algesim, 22-year-old student, showed up to study in Israel and was detained and locked up because of a supposed past association with a pro-Palestinian group. And apparently she appealed her detention to the Israeli Supreme Court. And they said that, yeah, they can let her into Israel to study. So that one is now over. For those of you who are looking at Beto O'Rourke as a possible member of Congress down there in Texas, he's running as a progressive. He's trying to oust Senator Ted Cruz. But apparently, when he was asked about his stance on Palestine and what's going on there, O'Rourke's campaign described him as a proud advocate of Israel. So it's another Israel firster, and we should not be allowing them into our Congress here. Colonel Larry Wilkerson is out there basically saying that unnecessary wars are hurting our readiness to fight existential wars. Well, from my point of view, all the wars the United States is currently engaged in are unnecessary. They're motivated by greed and the lust for power. None of these nations the United States is waging war on have in any way threatened the United States, other than economically by refusing to use the U.S. dollar. But Wilkerson is pointing out to a fact. Our readiness to fight a major war is in decline. The stockpiles are drawn down. The older weapons are worn out. The new weapons coming on out are basically junk. And if we get into a real shooting war with Russia or China, we're going to be in serious, serious trouble. So let's talk about the economic news here. The Dow tumbled 370 points. Actually, at one point, it was down 440. So it's another bad day on the stock markets, and I imagine investors are getting skittish. And basically, the technology and communication services stocks tanked in the midday trade. And that was leading the losses for the broader market. Russia has liquidated nearly all of its holdings of U.S. debt. They're investing their money in gold. Right now, Russian investments in U.S. securities have fallen to just $14 billion. Back in 2011, Russia was one of the largest holders of U.S. debt with a $180 billion investment. And I guess they've just decided that investment is not very good, not attractive anymore, not trustworthy. So they're going back into gold. Story coming out of AntoniusAquinas.com saying that savings, not tariffs, will make America great again. And it's always a good idea to have savings. First of all, to save for things so you don't have to buy them on credit, to have savings in case there's an emergency. Unfortunately, for the vast majority of the American people right now, they're barely making enough just to survive. That's where our economy has descended to. Americans are working harder. They're getting less for that. They don't have money left over for savings. Most Americans don't have savings. So anyway... I was talking before about how the U.S. is just annoying China between the tariff war, flying warplanes and sending warships through the South China Sea, selling weapons to Taiwan. And now we're getting a little bit of payback because China is saying they may start to ease up on sanctions against North Korea as the trade war is dragging on. Now, that's going to really... mess things up. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So we're talking about China, which is getting a little tired of the United States, is going to start easing up on sanctions against North Korea. Well, this means basically the sanctions are going to be bypassed. North Korea will simply conduct all the trade it needs to do with China and move into the Chinese sphere of influence. And that may mean with closer relations with China that the possible Chinese reaction to a U.S. invasion of North Korea will have to be taken into account. I still think the two Koreas are going to reunify. They're on that path right now. The U.S. wants to stop it. And I think the only way they can stop it is to stage a coup d'etat against Moon Jae-in and put in a new South Korean leader who will agree to continue the belligerence against North Korea. Meanwhile, China's June soy imports have jumped ahead of tariffs. Which means what they're doing is they're buying as much as they can before the tariffs come on in. Okay. More and more countries are dumping U.S. treasuries. China and Japan dumped U.S. treasuries the most in August. Russia's central bank is selling off their treasuries. And I don't know who is buying them. Investors are very worried right now. It may be the Federal Reserve is just creating money out of thin air and buying up all the treasuries, which, of course, is going to put inflationary pressure on the U.S. dollar and lead to a decline in its value as well. Okay, Victor Davis Hanson came on out basically asking, what happened to California? And apparently there is a big problem with their high-speed rail project. Now, a couple of weeks ago, a spokesperson for the high-speed rail was poo-pooing critics of the project and promised that his rail project would provide noticeable dividends in reducing traffic congestion. But as it stands right now, it's probably going to be more expensive to use the rail system than to continue to drive one's own car. And I understand that Agenda 30 will call for a ban on cars. We're having the same problem with our light rail here on the island of Oahu, which, by the way, is being built by the same company as California. It's hideously over budget. It's years behind schedule. There's a grassroots citizens group demanding a full audit to find out where the money went. The rail cars that had already been bought are having to be replaced because the frames are already cracking. Large portions of the track, the padding that cushions the track way against the uprights is already having to be replaced because it's deteriorating. We actually have candidates running for our local legislature who are campaigning on a platform of ending the rail project, which would leave us with all these unsightly tracks all over this part of the island here. Right now, the state of Hawaii is trying to bring in private investors to save the project financially, but that will mean that they will want to make a profit, which will make using the train more expensive, probably more expensive than staying in your cars. Okay, let's talk about that Honduran mob, if you will. Yesterday we were reporting there's actually video footage of somebody actually handing Hondurans cash and children and encouraging them to join with this caravan, if you will. And apparently there's well over 4,000 people. Donald Trump has threatened Guatemala and Mexico with the cutting off of U.S. financial aid if they don't stop this Honduran migrant mob. This has led to complaints from some of these governments that this represents an attack on their sovereignty. And let's see, I had that here. Nope. Anyway, both Guatemala and El Salvador are saying this is basically disrespecting their sovereignty as independent nations to do this. Mexico has sent a lot of police to try and interdict this mob, but there are 4,000 of them. Donald Trump is now talking about deploying the U.S. military to the border with Mexico to turn them back. So this is going to get very ugly, and there's probably going to be rioting and conflict along the border. Interestingly enough, Stacey Abrams was caught on tape admitting the Democrat blue wave is based on illegal immigrants voting for them. They're not even trying to hide this. The Democratic Party has gone outlaw. Illegal immigrants are not allowed to vote in our elections. So, over in Great Britain, the Remainers are trying a new tactic. They want a one-year delay in next year's deadline for the Brexit. They're saying that they need more time to discuss the compromise deal. They need more time to work out the details. They need the time to deal with the Irish border standoff. It's delay, 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 delay. Okay, over in Germany, as you know, the Alternative for Germany party did very well in the recent Bavarian elections. And now the German Secret Service is thinking it's time to put surveillance on the Alternative for Germany party. And this, of course, is like our FBI spying on Donald Trump. It's purely political. And what they're claiming is that the Alternative for Germany party is potentially anti-constitutional. So the globalists are very much afraid of the surging wave of populism sweeping across Europe right now. Getting into the world of political correctness, Kleenex has now banned the man-sized tissues. Now, they've been selling these for 60 years, and some liberal snowflake came on out and said that's sexist to call it man-size. So Kleenex is going to change the label to extra large. What a silly thing to get your knickers in a twist over here. Story coming on out from Investment Watch blog, basically reporting that a recent investigation by 538 and The Trace found that the Centers for Disease Control is publishing gun injury data that the CDC itself admits is unstable and potentially unreliable. This has not stopped the corporate mainstream media from basically grabbing what amounts to a piece of fake news and broadcasting it all over the airs as factual to push the gun grabber agenda. Now, other agencies and organizations and entities that track this data are showing gun violence is actually down in recent years, and only the CDC is reporting that it's increasing. So, more than a dozen public health researchers agree the CDC gun injury statistics are fake news. Okay, out in California, they're getting ready to pass a bill, Senate Bill 320. And this will call for the 34 University of California and California State University campuses to make the abortion pill available at the student health services. And apparently this started as a grassroots campaign at the University of Berkeley, California, after students who had gotten themselves pregnant noticed it was not available at the campus health center. Well, there is such a thing as birth control. And setting aside whether or not a morning after abortion pill is killing somebody or not, because I'm in agreement that at that early stage of the pregnancy, it's not a human being. All of these medications are very harmful to the body. I mean, reproduction is why we exist. You know, that DNA trying to replicate itself into the future, and everything else is just life support for that. And we keep seeing all these stories about anything that is interfering with reproduction, chemically or certain IUDs, it's causing all kinds of other problems. And maybe it's just time to go back to just good old-fashioned condoms and just, yeah, ladies, carry them with you. Admit to yourself that, yes, you're going to have sex every once in a while. And also in the world of sexually transmitted diseases, it's definitely a better place, a better way to go here. Birth rates in the United States have now hit a record low. The CDC is reporting drops in birth rate in every part of the country, averaging 20% declines in the cities and 15% in rural areas. This has happened since 2007. Now, the average age that women have their first child is climbing. It's now 24 years old. And according to Gretchen Livingston, who's a demographer at Pew Research, it's not clear why that dip hasn't started to level off now. Because normally when there's a decline in the birth rate that's driven, for example, like the economy, it will level off and stabilize, but it's still going down. Well, there's another possibility out there that we need to look at, and that's that epicyte gene. And for those who don't remember the story, epicyte was this genetically modified corn, which if you eat it, it makes it impossible for you to reproduce. It triggers the creation of antibodies that target human sperm. And it was tested in open fields. It was developed with a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's now owned by Monsanto. But if that pollen broke into the wild, and by the way, the sharpest population decline is in the Hispanic population, who are the highest per capita consumers of corn. If that pollen broke into the wild, that is a potential extinction level event. Okay, over in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at Seneca Valley High School District, they're facing a lawsuit from a former male student who was kicked out of school and investigated for sexual assault due to a series of false accusations made by female students. And the girls, who are dubbed the Mean Girls in the lawsuit, which is a reference to the 2004 Lindsay Lohan film, admitted on tape they made up the assault story simply because they didn't like the guy and they wanted to get him expelled. And obviously, this male student had his life completely derailed. And actually had to have 6 months of probation on the accusation. So, yes, women do lie about sexual assault. Just deal with it. We have been talking about our out-of-control police forces. And over in Connecticut, there was a police officer, Hartford Police Officer Stephen Barone, basically last August stopped a group of males suspected of trespassing on private property. But Barone was heard and caught on tape boasting that if he shot somebody, he would be paid overtime. And then he said that he was trigger happy. He's been fired, fortunately. Now, Ecuador apparently has started restoring internet and phone access to Julian Assange. It's under heavy, heavy restrictions. He's allowed to have visitors other than his legal team here. But apparently, Ecuador at one point tried to get Julian Assange to Russia. And they tried to do it by naming him as a political counselor to Ecuador's embassy in Moscow. But the British authorities vetoed his status, which would have left him vulnerable to arrest on the streets here. Facebook is in trouble again. We reported on this yesterday, where advertisers are suing Facebook for vastly inflating metrics for a year before it was publicly disclosed in 2016. And Facebook was simply overrepresenting how long people were looking at advertising videos by 900%. And the advertisers are saying that, yes, they spent a lot more money on Facebook ads than they should have had to based on the flawed metrics. Apparently, Apple stores are under fire for overcharging for simple repairs. And again, Apple itself is once again dealing with this battery slowdown scandal, where Apple insists it's designed to maximize the life of the battery. But consumers are saying it's just Apple trying to encourage people to get the new Apple 10 or the Apple X, whichever we want to call it. Now, you know about the Women's March, and it was basically, you know, being ginned up, the Women's March. It turns out that a lot of the Facebook pages for the Women's March were being run from Bangladesh. And there were 1,700 separate Facebook pages designed to look like they were run by the local Women's March organizers. And they were set up basically to sell T-shirts. Lots and lots of T-shirts. So somebody in Bangladesh was being very, very clever here. Now, despite the request from the FBI not to discuss the source of the Facebook hack, Facebook has gone public saying that it appears that it was done by spammers looking to get money through deceptive advertising rather than a foreign state. So we're going to take another break for commercials, back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show and our last segment of the program today on this Thursday. And we're starting to see a lot of these Silicon Valley giants go after each other. And one of the latest is that eBay has now sued Amazon.com, claiming that Amazon infiltrated eBay's internal email system in order to recruit high-value sellers. So basically, people will sell on either eBay or Amazon. eBay and Amazon obviously make money off of these sales. So basically, Amazon was poaching the high volume, high value sellers off of eBay. And according to the complaint filed in state court in San Jose, California, Amazon's illegal efforts appear to be part of a larger pattern of aggressive, unscrupulous conduct. Now, Amazon, through a spokeswoman, declined to comment. The company said it was investigating eBay's allegations, which came to light this month after eBay sent a cease and desist letter to Amazon. Now, eBay has accused Amazon of poaching sellers on its site around the world by infiltrating and using eBay's member-to-member email system. And the San Jose-based company says the alleged practice violates the terms of service. And it's just tacky to do. There's no question about that. Okay, remember that accident with the limousine that killed 20 people up in New York last weekend? The owner of that limousine company was an FBI informant, and it turns out he's one of the informants who helped carry out two big entrapment operations against Muslims after 9/11. And prior to being recruited by the FBI, he was caught helping people cheat on DMV tests. And before that, he was arrested for murder in Pakistan, but escaped after somebody bribed the police. Now, the FBI officially permits its informants to commit 5,000 plus crimes a year and get away with it. Remember the Whitey Bulger scandal? Running an illegal limousine service that kills 20 people was probably not on the list. But apparently the FBI provided luxury cars to help get this business started in 2008. But going on back to the first part, this guy worked for the FBI as part of these entrapment operations where the FBI will get somebody close to a Muslim who's not planning on doing anything, and they'll try and encourage them to commit an act of terror. They'll provide the explosives, provide the supplies, and just get the person, you know, ready to go. Then the FBI swoops on in, makes the arrests. It gets headlines. Muslims are demonized. But it is entrapment. And then, of course, 6 months down the road, the judge will throw the case out because it is obviously a case of entrapment. But the propaganda goal has been accomplished. They made the Muslims look bad in the media. And I guess the Muslims who go along with the FBI on these things get treated rather well. So anyway, apparently, along with everything else those poor people in Yemen are having to deal with, they've been hit by massive flooding from tropical cyclone Luban, which made landfall between Mukalla and Al-Gadanir. And there should be some music there. There it is. Okay. So we're at the end of our show now. Please stay tuned for John Studmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Take what you learn here, share it with everyone you know. Email, face-to-face, sneaker net, what have you. Ignore the big corporate social media. Start switching over to the new up-and-comers who still respect equality of communication, equality of opinion, the right to free expression. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Donate to What Really Happened. We'll be back tomorrow with the Lady Claire. Aloha, America.
From Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.